From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The special UN Syria envoy says he needs a delay in the resumption of indirect Syrian peace talks from March 7 to 9. Stefan Demistris says this will allow the cessation of hostilities in force on Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says Washington will support such a delay.
We are, as always, supportive of his efforts, and it is the UN that is leading the effort to get the parties to continue to resume talks. So we're very supportive of his leadership and what he's doing, and if he believes that he needs another couple of days to make it work, well, then, you know, we're supportive of that.
Although international observers continue to report violations, Dr. Joanne Liu, international president of the charity Doctors Without Borders, says there's been a significant decrease in violence.
What our teams are telling us is the fact that there's been a marked decrease in terms of shelling and airstrike in the area. And I'm talking mainly about the northern part. And so as a consequence, what we notice is the number of people moving towards the border has not increased over the last 4 days. On the other hand, the 100,000 of people who are stranded along the Turkish border are not returning back yet to where they're coming from.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, meanwhile, says the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. The opposition insists Damascus has breached the ceasefire repeatedly. International prosecutors have accused a Malian jihadist of a war crime, unleashing an assault on the centuries-old World Heritage Site of Timbuktu. Ahmed Al-Faqi al-Mahdi is accused of leading and taking part in attacks in 2012 on mausoleums and mosques. An ethnic Tuareg, member of the Al-Qaeda-linked group Ansar Dine, he's the first person to be charged by the International Criminal Court with destroying cultural artifacts. This